What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from Mobile Command with another FAFO file. Gentlemen, I'm going to be giving my opinion on the Brittany Renner debacle, which perfectly encapsulates the outright loss of fear that modern women, Western women in particular, have towards Western men. Now, I want to go ahead and get into this article that was published on the 29th of August. Man fatally shoots woman after she allegedly stabs him during an altercation. Well. How many men are laying in the grave because they refused to fight back and defend themselves against an aggressive woman who was wielding a weapon? Far too many. That's the answer to that question. A man fatally shot a woman after she reportedly stabbed him during an altercation Sunday night, according to the Chandler Police Department. I'm going to continuously reiterate this, gentlemen. We all know women have no problems introducing weapons into any sort of altercation they have with a man. Why? Because they know they cannot physically beat us. And those weapons are varied from other men to the police force, which is the big reason why I'm going to talk about Brittany Renner and women like her and why they have zero fear of the modern Western man. Late Sunday night at around 11 p.m., Chandler police were dispatched to a report of a shooting at an apartment complex near Arizona Avenue and Elliott Road. When officers arrived, they found a woman identified as 48-year-old Elizabeth Frank with a gunshot wound. She was provided medical aid and transported to the hospital, but later succumbed to her injuries. The man was not identified. Now, that's ironic. Normally, no matter what the situation is, they make sure to plaster the man's mugshot or some disparaging info about him to where you make him to be the bad guy regardless. Investigators determined that Frank had gone to the apartment complex prior to the shooting and engaged in a verbal and physical altercation with a man who lived there. Well, she thought she was going to bring problems to this man's doorstep. Gentlemen, that is one thing you should never do. Never bring trouble to someone else's doorstep, because you have no idea what that person has inside of their home. Frank is alleged to have stabbed the man before the shooting occurred, according to police. Now, that right there would be the ultimate use of the idiom, bringing a knife to a gunfight. Hey, it is what it is. She stabbed him, he shot her. I see nothing wrong with the scenario. He was justified in using deadly force. Why? Because she assaulted him with a deadly weapon. Past contacts with Frank indicate she may have been suffering from mental illness. Who gives a flying squirrel's ass? Far too many women love to jump behind some sort of mental issue to excuse their bad behavior. As such, we all see the comments on the Brittany Renner scenario. Oh, she may have been drunk. Oh, she may have been high. No, 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 no. The bitch was out of control, but guess what? Not a single man in that studio would have raised their hands against her, even after she threw the water bottle at the other guy. If he would have rushed up there and knocked her teeth down her throat, all the other guys would have been there to stop him. The man is expected to recover from his injuries, and the investigation will be turned over to the Maricopa County Attorney's Office for review, according to Chandler Police. Well, that's about all for that story, that article. So I'm going to give that one a FAFO score of 10. Gentlemen, let's talk about the pussification of the American man and why the American woman, they've gone to a place to where they're so comfortable being utterly and totally disrespectful, saying whatever they want, doing whatever they want, and being told that they should not face any consequences. It's like the old rattlesnake analogy. We all have a healthy fear of rattlesnakes. Why? Because we know the damage that a rattlesnake can do to us. Why? Because of the toxicity of its venom. However, the modern man has been thoroughly and effectively neutered. Why? I'm going to tell you why. It's not because of the simp. It's not because of the white knight. Why? Because you can deal with them. If they rush up, you can defend yourself against them. It's the legal system that has been the most effective weapon that women have been allowed to wield against the modern man. Yep. The court of public opinion is the other massively effective weapon that women are allowed to wield against the modern man. Those two things will never go away. Why? Because they're the most effective shields for women. Think about it. If Charleston White would have actually got up and actually shoved her away from him, people would have looked at him as the bad guy. My question is, why is he not pressing charges against her for sexual assault? On camera, a woman can commit a crime, and somehow this society, in its twisted logic, will say she's the victim. What is the first thing that they said about her? Oh, she might have been drunk. Oh, she might have been high. Throwing the excuses. No, no, no. This is why there can never be true equality between men and women, especially here in the West. Why? Because women will always have a convenient set of pre-made and ready-to-use excuses for their bad behavior. However, gentlemen, this is also great advertisement. Why? Because more and more men are going to see that the modern woman, especially the Western woman, is too far gone in their minds. Society will continue to allow them to get away with things as long as they keep putting money into the environment. That's right. That's the biggest reason why women are refused to be held accountable for their actions. Why? Because they're net consumers. We all know this. This is not some grand secret. But as long as women are willing to consume and put their money into corporations, that's why they will get the quote-unquote veil of protection that keeps them away from being held accountable for their actions. I'm going to reiterate this. Charleston White should press charges. Brittany Renner should be locked up, or at the bare minimum, whoever his girlfriend is should pay her a visit. That is absolutely disgusting what she did, but she will face no consequences for it. However, these women, they're gonna fuck around, excuse me, and find out, like this woman did. Oh yeah. Just like the old Pepsi commercial with Ray Charles. You got the right one, baby. This woman found out the right one. She stabbed him. She thought she was going to get away with it, but no. He upped the ante. She stabbed him. He shot her. She's taking a dirt nap. It is what it is. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the short article. Let me know what you guys think. Give me your opinion on the Brittany Renner debacle and how far too many modern women believe that acting like that is somehow empowering. Remember, gentlemen, remember, I've said this before and I will say it again. Modern feminism was never about equality. It was about superiority and some twisted form of revenge. But you women need to understand this. The fake power you think you have in this society is going out. Feminism and the idea that men are going to just let you run over us and disrespect us? Nah, that's going out right along with it. Because trust and believe, more and more men are no longer tolerating disrespectful women. I myself have seen this go down many a times in real time. Woman gets to the point that she's comfortable putting hands on a man, and guess what? That man decided to, you know what? Fuck it. And he went upside her dome. Every time I've seen that, I've looked, I've laughed, and I've walked away. Trust and believe, ladies. Only thing you need to do is meet that right one, and you will get that equality knuckle sandwich that you've been begging for. It is what it is. That's all I gotta say for this one. RPM, I am out.